Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the 920 Show. I am Nick. I am your host. I am the only voice you're going to hear on the podcast today besides our guest. Just a little bit of housekeeping. I did have to take off for a conference out in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a travel and tourism conference. So hopefully we'll come back with all sorts of new tips and tricks to help share the story of the Green Bay area and as a tourist destination to all the folks outside of our region. So hopefully you'll be seeing some new stuff come from us as we gather some new ideas from our colleagues in other communities and share what we've been up to as well here at Discover Green Bay. With that being said, we did want to make sure that we put out a show. We just took a vacation week a few weeks ago, right before the training camp special. So we didn't want to leave the listeners hanging again. So we appreciate you bearing with us here, but we do have some exciting conversations coming up here. A couple weeks ago, I sat down with a good friend, someone I've known for a while and is well known around the Green Bay community. His name is Jeff Merkus. He is the executive director of Downtown Green Bay, Inc. So he is really, really an interesting conversation. We cover everything from his life before he got into the business improvement district business, as well as some new and exciting things that are coming to Green Bay. Some reminders about things that are happening now in the downtown district. Plus, we get into, you know, a little bit of historical Green Bay as well, talking about what downtown used to be. So that's definitely a conversation that that's worth listening to. And because you guys know Jeff and I, right? Like we can get a little lengthy. So instead of putting out a full episode, we decided to just record this little intro. We'll hop right into Jeff in a few minutes here, and then we'll wrap up the show and get you out exploring the community as we look into the end of summer. Oh my goodness, I can't even believe that we're in the back to school time. We're looking at the fall season. Football season's right around the corner for everyone who'll be coming into town for that. It's just crazy how fast it went by. I think Katie and I were talking a little bit, and she'll be back next week, obviously. But I think we're looking to do like a summer wrap up kind of show. So watch for social media. We might be looking for, you know, good summer stories, good things to share. What did you do this summer? What was some of your favorite stuff? It's like when you go back to the classroom for the first time, right? You know, everyone remembers that from back to school when the teacher said, "What was your favorite thing about summer?" And you had to go around the room and share. Maybe we'll do some round robin type stuff with some folks in the office, with some people who visited Green Bay, maybe some people who live in Green Bay. But before we hop into the conversation with Jeff, just a very quick time travel kind of thing, looking back into the weekend. So there was a lot going on. We hope that everyone enjoyed it. The big thing, Packers family night, I hope everything went well, that everyone was safe and had a great time, and the fireworks were, I'm sure, fabulous, and the laser show was wonderful. If you were in town for family night, there was plenty of other events going on. I hope you had the chance to enjoy some live music at many of the places where it was happening, and there's a lot to look forward to next weekend as well. So again, hope you enjoyed your weekend, and we will get into this conversation with Jeff from Downtown Green Bay, Inc. Thanks for bearing with us on this unusual episode of the 920 Show, but I think you'll enjoy our conversation with Jeff. Welcome back to the interview segment of the 920 Show. We are so excited for this guest. He has been in his role with Downtown Green Bay for 22 years. He is a living legend in our community. He is the executive director of Downtown Green Bay, Inc. It is Jeff Merkus. Did I get that title right, Jeff? Executive director?
That is correct.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for your time. We appreciate having you on.
It is awesome being with you, Nick. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So we'll see what time this airs. Might be morning, might be afternoon. Who knows? That's the beauty of the podcast world, that we can put this out whenever we want.
Absolutely.
But as we sit here right now, it is the morning. It is the middle of summer. There's tons going on in the city that we will get to. But first, we're excited to learn a little bit about the man behind Downtown Green Bay, Inc., and kind of how you came to the area. If you follow Downtown Green Bay, you've seen Jeff's antics on social media, like the Friday search for Jeff, and your staff does a great job with that sort of thing. And you probably know him from all the community events and involvement that everything he's in. So we're excited to get to know you a little bit more, a little bit deeper.
Thank you, Nick. It's so good to be here. I'm just mega blessed to have the role that I do. Love this. I love this line of work. It's kind of interesting how it all came together and how I got my start. And look forward to sharing that with you.
So one thing that I love about this show and my opportunity to do these conversations is, like, I feel like when somebody hears your name or sees your face, like, they're like, oh yeah, you know, I've seen that guy on social media, or I've seen him on the news doing interviews and press conferences and that sort of thing. But, like, this is a little bit longer format, and we get a chance to really to get to know you, so people kind of put a personality and a background and realize, like, you're not just the spokesperson up there talking about
Great, thank you. I'm not just a talking head.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You're a lot more. And I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So let's start at the very, very beginning. You are from and grew up in Sturgeon Bay, correct?
Mm-hmm. 1980 graduate of Sturgeon Bay High School, Sturgeon Bay Clipper. past high school, I graduated from Carroll College,
okay.
Now Carroll University, with degrees in business and economics. My background is mainly in banking. I grew up summer jobs working in the bank.
Well, you got out of the boring industry and into the fun one,
right?
Huh?
I'll say. So yeah, I had a ton of banking experience before I even landed my first job out of college, which, of course, was as a commercial banker.
Right. So let's rewind a little bit back to your time growing up in Sturgeon Bay. Would you guys come to Green Bay a lot? As, like, was that like a little outing for your family, or?
Well, Green Bay was the big city, and so we didn't really come here very often. I remember coming with my parents occasionally. My dad was a world traveler, so taking a trip to Austin Straubel to drop him off at the airport was always a big thing, watching the airplane take off. And we really enjoyed growing up in an area where tourism was strong. A lot of people are enjoying the beauty of Door County, and Green Bay was just an hour away.
Did you get downtown much when you made your way to Green Bay when you were a kid?
I can't really say I did a lot at that point in time, but sure spent a lot of time over the past couple of decades in downtown.
So you mentioned that you had a lot of experience in banking even before your first job in banking. Can you kind of explain that a little bit? That kind of caught my attention.
Sure. I got a job as a bank teller when I was 16 years old. And for 7 summers, I was a bank teller and knew accounts. And I really attribute a lot to that experience. The leader I had taught me so much more, and about customer service and being professional. And I think at an early age, I learned the importance of being kind to people and treating people the way the way you really need to. And that really did a lot in forming my professional career.
Yeah, for sure. I can always tell, like, you know, I think it's such an important thing at a young age to be in some sort of customer service job, whether it be in the hospitality industry as a server or a bartender or hotel front desk or bank teller or something like that. I just feel like at a young age, I don't know how to describe it, just like this sixth sense almost of, like, how to read people, how to approach them, you know, put yourself in their shoes. And then on the flip side, when you grow up a little bit and you start being on the client side of those interactions, it gives you an empathy that I don't think, you know, you get if you don't have that experience.
Absolutely. Just some of the relationships I met with some of the Door County property owners, and now we love to spend weekends up there. We have a camper in Fish Creek, and it's fun going back there. And it's fun to see, some of those places that I do recall some of the, some of the nice people that mm-hmm. I dealt with over the years growing up.
So after high school, after you were a Clipper at Sturgeon Bay, did I say that right?
That's correct.
Nice. Okay. you headed down to Carroll College. Can you tell the people where that is?
Yes, Carroll University now is in Waukesha,
Wisconsin. Oh, yes,
Wisconsin.
It's University now. Carroll That's University. Right. When I was in high school, it was still Carroll College.
Right. And I graduated from Carroll College, and just a few months ago, my son graduated from Carroll University.
So nice. It's fun to share. He's a legacy.
It's definitely fun to share the same college experience. Yeah.
So sorry about that, Jeff. We got interrupted really quick. That's one of the downsides of recording the podcast in my office.
No worries.
Phone rings, door knocks, stuff like that. So I am so sorry. Can you please continue? You were talking about your son's college experience at Carroll University or in Carroll College. So please continue. I'm so sorry.
Yes, no worries at all. I remember my college days. Growing up in such a small hometown, getting to a bigger city, it was a great experience for me. And I was on the track team. I met a lot of cool people in being involved with college athletics. And I'm pleased with the education I had in mm-hmm. economics and business, and did a banking internship. And that led to a career in banking post-college.
So with your career in banking, is that what brought you? Because Carroll is a little bit away from Green Bay, not too far. What, an hour 15, something like that?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours away.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, so you grow up in Sturgeon Bay, you go to Carroll for college. Is work and your first career opportunity what brought you to Green Bay, and what kind of time frame are we talking?
And when I was 22 years old, fresh out of college, I really had the call for Northeast Wisconsin. I've always loved the area, wanted to get back to Northeast Wisconsin, was interviewing with a number of banks, and landed my first job in banking. I was a credit analyst and worked here in commercial banking for about 15 years. During that time, I just got such a flavor for the Green Bay community. The banks I worked for wanted their people to be involved with volunteer activities. I was in the very first ever class of Leadership Green Bay.
Oh, you were.
And,
I was class of 2017.
Really?
I got my plaque right over there.
Whenever I'm at a Leadership Green Bay event, I just love boasting that I was in the very first ever class. And so, But Leadership Green Bay, such an awesome program, good way to get integrated with the community. And to be a member of the Alumni Association is really cool as well.
Yeah, they do a lot of really cool stuff. So I don't want to gloss over your, that 15-year period in your life, but I'm going to kind of gloss over that 15-year period in your life.
Absolutely. Fine by me. So put that in the rearview mirror, because the past two decades have been very exciting in my role.
So let's hop forward to, the late 90s, early 2000s. What pulled you out of the banking industry and into the downtown marketing and community-based type stuff?
I knew I wanted to be in more of a helping role, and I thought about becoming a school teacher, and I was enrolled to get my teaching certification. Surprised my wife at the time that I want to go be a teacher, and she was shocked by that. And as it turned out, during the process of getting a teaching certification, I read in the newspaper that downtown Green Bay is looking for a new leader. They had two previous leaders, neither stayed more than a year, and went through the interview process. I was connected with the community. I love the community, involved with a lot of projects.
You were at Associated Bank. You were doing Leadership Green Bay. It wasn't like you went from no involvement to hyper involvement. There was kind of a process, right?
Right. However, I will admit that I knew very little about special events. I did not have a marketing background, was not really involved with development. So I'm just thankful and blessed that I was selected to lead this organization. I never would have guessed that I would be here 2+ decades.
Mm-hmm.
And but it sure was. And it was pretty cool how it worked out, because my wife went on to become the teacher. And
that's very cool.
She got her teaching certification and became
Where
a science
does she
teacher.
Teach?
She teaches at DePere High School.
Oh, no way.
She teaches
when
chemistry.
When did she start there?
Started in about 2005.
Okay. So I graduated from DePere in 2006.
Oh, okay. I remember her complaining about you.
I'm sure she did. I was not a very good student, Jeff. I didn't hit my academic prime until college, so let's just say that. And science was not my strong suit, as you can tell, as now I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, so. When I listen to Jackie have conversations with our kids who are science-oriented, mm-hmm. they're speaking a foreign language to me.
Oh,
I just back out.
I know. You got to know your role. You know your know your strengths is better than trying to like understand something that's not your
right.
forte. So that's what I think. You start in this role. It's kind of a new world. I would like, and we caught a little bit of this from Brooke. We spoke with Brooke, a few months ago now when the podcast first started. But so maybe our listeners need a quick reminder. What is Downtown Green Bay Inc. and what is their role in the community?
So Downtown Green Bay Incorporated and Old Main Street. So I'm director two of the three downtown districts. On Broadway is a separate organization. We work very closely with them. But this is a nonprofit organization known as a business improvement district. And the commercial properties in that district, they pay a little extra on their real estate taxes to have an organization that does events, programming, marketing, special, you know, does what we do, maps and guides and promo. And we do a lot on the business development side, too, recruiting businesses, working with developers, working with other economic development agencies to, you know, to bring more business to downtown.
Mm-hmm. And you've overseen some incredible projects. I've talked about it on this very show. I grew up in the Green Bay area. Went to Ashwaubenon for a little bit and then graduated from De Pere. And for me, the downtown experience has changed and evolved so much since I was a kid. What do you think has been like that linchpin, or what started that development? Because, you know, when I was a kid, it was Port Plaza Mall and, and then that went away. And so it's just been, it's been a very cool process to watch it grow and blossom.
It really has. And the Port Plaza Mall days, it served its time during the 70s and 80s and part of the 90s. And that was the number one reason people
came. Do you watch Stranger Things?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
You're the second person that I've asked about that. Because so in one of the seasons of Stranger Things, the final scene is in a mall. And as you probably know, the show is set in the 80s. I swear it looks like Port Plaza Mall. Like the two stories with the escalator,
right.
Same thing.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe it was. There are a lot of things that contributed to the major transformation that we have experienced with downtown. Our organization was not the sole entity. We just did our part and chipped away at it and stayed the course. But I often like to take a look at some of the things that really helped transform our downtown. And I think that the transformation of Green Bay's waterfront, for 40 years, our riverfront was a rusty dock wall.
Mm-hmm.
40 years.
Yeah.
Very industrial, but we take a look at the developments along that. No one really cared about the river, and that's just the way it was in many communities in the country.
Right. It was more of a utilitarian
right.
tool for it's industry an, than a development,
right.
recreational, beautiful thing.
Well said. So many communities, and what we did is we took a look at what other communities are valuing their riverfront and doing something about it. And I have to say that the creation of the City Deck and everything that went into that, we now have this jewel. It's a gem mm-hmm. of a community asset. And, that was an investment of about $12 million to build that park, a world-class boardwalk, and that transition has led to maybe $200 million of development.
That's an ROI right there.
As a direct result.
Yeah.
Almost a quarter of a billion of investment in our downtown because of that asset. And there's a few companies in our community also that really stepped up and took leadership. None greater than Schreiber. Mm-hmm. Who
that building in downtown Green Bay that they built for their headquarters is like probably one of my favorite buildings in the community.
It is
stunning.
And I believe that they were influenced somewhat by the city's role in building the City Deck and creating vibrancy and more activity. And I think that their leadership at the time responded to, this is a community that values its downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We started our company here 75 years ago, and what they went through to prepare a site so they could build their world headquarters. They took down the Days Inn and the JCPenney. They took down a dead mall and created a wonderful site for what is now their corporate headquarters. Mm-hmm. And what's also beautiful about that is they influenced many other companies
right.
to do the same thing. An Associated Bank, an Imperial Supply, these are all companies that bought a property, put $8 or $10 million into it, and brought their 300 or 500 employees to the downtown.
And those employees are the ones who are going, eating lunch, having after-work drinks, eating dinner, bringing family down there, and perusing the streets at lunch and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And those several thousand employees at that time has led to additional hundreds and thousands of more. And every day we see small companies that this is where they want to be. They want to hire the millennials. They want to put them in a place where it's cool. Things are happening. Mm-hmm. And so I often look back at some of the companies that took the leadership to do that sort of thing. And the impact that it's having even today.
And there's also, outside of the business development side, there's been some really great residential
Absolutely.
Improvements as well. And living on the water and living in the downtown district is now more attractive than I'd say it's ever been in our community's history.
Very true. I give a lot of presentations, show before and after pictures of what our waterfront looked like and what it looks like now. But I love telling people that right now we have about 500 residential units mm-hmm. on the Fox River, all mostly 100% occupied. If I would have been telling people they should think about living downtown 18 years ago,
yeah.
I would have been laughed out of the room.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the fact. It, you know, it went from a place where you were exactly like you exactly said that you'd get laughed out of the room for suggesting you live in downtown Green Bay to a vibrant community of 500 plus residents in that one area and more coming. But I also, of course, would be remiss if we didn't highlight all of the tourism and hotels that are available to stay right downtown. I can't begin to tell you how excited I am to talk about how walkable and how tourism friendly the downtown district is. So what are some of the key players in that?
It's awesome having many quality hotels in the downtown with a convention center that draws hundreds of thousands of people every year for either local, regional, or even national events. And so having cool properties in our downtown, you know, the Hotel Northland, a historic property, the Hyatt.
The Hotel Northland just got their Four Diamond accreditation if you're looking for a nice, swanky place to stay.
And people walk into that property and it feels like New York or Chicago.
It's jaw-dropping.
It's a beautiful property. If your listeners haven't seen it yet, stop in. They have two restaurants. Poke the Bear is more of a casual restaurant. But a lot of special events there in the Crystal Ballroom and their alley down below. Great property. But we have many other awesome hotels in our downtown. Hyatt Regency manages the convention center mm-hmm. and a beautiful property, and those facilities bring a lot of tourism into the community. Knowing that we're an NFL city and people are going to be coming from all over the country, some of the things we like to highlight about our downtown is we have the Fox River. We have a lot of events happening, two great markets, a Wednesday market and a Saturday market, And there's a real strong Packer legacy connection in the downtown with the Packers Heritage Trail. So mm-hmm. for those fans coming into the area, the Packers Heritage Trail monument's a must photo stop.
Oh yeah, for sure. We talk about that a lot, both on this show and then as Discover Green Bay as well. Because one piece of feedback we get from people who come in for games is like, I didn't know you guys had a whole downtown area. You know, because they show Lambeau Field on the national broadcast, and there's a stigma of us being like the smallest NFL market. But I always like to say, too, you know, yes, we're the smallest NFL market, but we're also big enough and have the amenities to have an NFL team. If it wasn't sustainable here, it wouldn't be here.
Right. And Nick, I'm glad you brought that up, because the importance of the downtown being an NFL city, sometimes I remind people, what if we didn't care at all? What would it be like if you had nothing but problems, crime, graffiti, vandalism? And you know, to have a cherished downtown, it takes special handling. Mm-hmm. And being an NFL city, we want the quaintness. I think that even going ahead, we need additional strategies to kind of shorten the distance between the Lambeau
Agreed.
And the downtown. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are community business leaders and Green Bay Packer leaders that want to be a part of that as well to kind of shorten that distance. Mm-hmm. And so many of the amenities that the downtown, the unique amenities. One of the things we're so proud of is the authentic, locally owned restaurants. I always encourage people, if you have your favorite restaurant, you always go to it, break out of that shell and go visit a restaurant you've never been to before, because we have so many awesome choices in the downtown area.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because gastro tourism is a big thing. We do have, you know, we do have so many great restaurants downtown, some of my favorites in the area, but there's also a great art scene in downtown Green Bay that I think surprises people as well when it comes to galleries and theaters and all of that type of stuff. Can you talk about the art scene in downtown Green Bay a little bit?
Absolutely. Well, from the public art venue, you know, the Broadway District, their mural and busker festival, the number of murals that district has put up over the past 2 years has been very impressive. But throughout downtown, there are sculptures, murals. There's a commitment to public art, and the city has a real strong commitment to that. You know, I'd really encourage people to check out the Art Garage. Is a neat venue if people like you know, the small, quaint artistic activities. Right across the street from that is the NWTC Artisan and Business Center. So for people who want to maybe try an art experience, that is definitely a place to check out. Very proud of the Meyer Theater. They did a great job surviving some tough times over the past couple of years.
Yeah, definitely.
Their programming is outstanding.
And they've done a great job expanding the reach of that with Backstage too.
Yes, Backstage. A nice addition that opened in 2015, a very nice venue for private events.
Private events, yeah. It's very...
Or smaller shows.
Right, yeah. It's like a... how would I describe it? Like a very personalized experience if there's a show going on there. It's a very, very... I mean, the Meyer is not a huge venue, but this is very intimate is
right.
The word I think I was
Yeah, the Meyer Theater holds 1,000 people. Mm-hmm. And for a sold-out show, it's fantastic. And for Backstage to have an event with 150 to 200 or so people, it's a little more quaint and intimate, mm-hmm. right?
Definitely. Definitely. Well, it's very exciting to hear about... hear about the arts. So let's talk a little bit about the future and downtown Green Bay's kind of what they're looking at doing. In our pre-conversation, you mentioned you know, talking about the process and the strategy of how things happen. What are things that are happening right now, some projects that you're excited about that might be, you know, 1, 3, 5, 10 years down the road that visitors and residents alike can get excited about?
Well, after a couple of tough years in many districts because of COVID, we're beginning to see things hitting on all cylinders again. And we see a lot of synergy between development and activation. And I'm pleased to say that residential development remains strong in the downtown. So there are a number of sites that are being eyed up. Whenever we have more residents moving downtown, that is a big plus. On the event side of things, events seem to be back almost full. Full steam, like I mentioned.
Yeah,
earlier.
I was at the Saturday Market a few weeks ago, and it was packed. It was really nice to see everyone back out and about. It seemed like the vendors were back at full strength.
It really is. Yes, it's out on the street. It's a great event. We own and manage the Saturday Market. The Broadway Market across the river is outstanding as well. But these are markets that bring tens of thousands of people to our downtown every week, mm-hmm. and they'll be going through October. So plenty of time. We're in the midst of the growing season right now, so a lot to choose from.
Yeah, definitely. Is there let's talk a little bit about some of the recent news. We had the cruise ship come in that landed at Light Park and then brought people all over the place, and then obviously with tourism being back and the KI Center holding events again, what has it been like for you in your role to kind of watch that recovery? You touched on it, but you know, what has it been like to kind of watch that recovery happen, and how have the businesses downtown responded?
And it's really a relief to see that there's so much return to normalcy. People love coming out and trying unique activities. We're trying out a few events, new events. We have a Washington Street block party that is going to be the end of July and the end of August. And we close Washington Street for a Sunday afternoon and bring out a great band and mm-hmm. work with our restaurant partners. And so we're always looking at new ways. This summer, we're testing out some family shows on the city deck.
Oh, fun.
So we want to welcome families to the downtown. Yeah. So we've got some family shows on select Tuesday evenings that people can watch out for, and we'll get get into later how people hear about all these fun things that are happening.
Yeah, for Father's Day, actually, we did, and this is a few weeks, more than a few weeks ago now, the summer is flying by, holy man. We rode our bikes from De Pere up to Hagmeister Park and then had lunch at Hagmeister on the city deck, and there was some live music going on, and then the kids went and played in the splash pad. It was super
fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. Yes.
We had a blast. So keep on keeping on with those things, because I'm speaking for my family. We've enjoyed it. So speaking of families, how has it been for you? You've been in the role for 22 years. You have three boys and two daughters, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of grew up in the downtown, huh?
I do remember those days. Years ago, I led the 4th of July activities and brought my kids down here. Mm-hmm. I remember pushing kids in strollers and spending the day with them and bringing them to Summer in the Park concerts. We have some really awesome memories with the kids growing up in the downtown. I always sometimes remember when they were real little, it's like they were, I remember they were, the kids were asking me what my job was. Oh, daddy's job is to help fix downtown. I remember back
awesome.
In those days, and now they're in college and beyond. Yeah. And now it's fun to bring them to nice restaurants and come to special events with them down here and come to the city deck, and it's neat to see as adults now how they are exploring the downtown.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of that right now with having a 6 and a 9-year-old and in this line of work. It's really, we're really blessed and fortunate, I think, because it opens our kids' eyes to the community, and they get a firsthand look at how things are built and why things happen. And, they get to have experiences that, a lot of kids don't really have the opportunity to. So I'm trying to just soak it all in. I do joke around a lot though that my kids are free models for social media for us. So you probably have seen them on our things.
Absolutely. Yeah. You need that.
Yeah. So what are the kids up to these days? You said three boys, two daughters, you and I being connected kind of, I know you have one daughter who is PhD, correct? Or pharmacy or something like that? Am I way off?
Yeah, you're way off.
I'll
help you out.
Thank you.
Our youngest daughter is going to be a sophomore at Minnesota, and she's in the Carlson School of Management, so she's studying business. Michael just graduated from Carroll, and he's got degrees in business and analytics, and he landed himself a very nice job as well.
He's following in dad's footsteps, huh?
Mm-hmm. And Lindsay just graduated from Marquette University in biomedical.
That's what I was thinking of.
It's a
biomedical, not pharmacy.
Right,
that's where it
biomedical.
Was. Yeah. Yeah. And she was a track athlete too, right?
She was a high jumper at Marquette University and set the Marquette school record in the high jump.
Wow.
We've been really proud of her. She high jumped 5 feet, almost 5 feet, 11 inches.
That's over me.
And, yes, amazing. Yep.
That's
back
awesome.
Last year, she won the Big East Outdoor Championship. So
wow.
It's been fun.
Congratulations
to travel
to her.
With her. And as part of her formation, it was fun to see the way she competed as a track athlete.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's great to get
our
that
son,
out there.
Our son, Ryan, is a chemist in Milwaukee, followed mother's footsteps. And our oldest son, Eric, is a doctor in Seattle.
See, I knew there was some medical stuff in there. I wasn't completely off.
Right. No.
Biomedical, chemist, doctor. I mean, man, you did something right. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope my kids can get there someday.
Very proud. Like I said, very blessed to have a family and an awesome wife. And, it's like family and career. I'm very thankful for that.
Definitely. So, kind of wrapping up here, this summer there's a lot of events going on in downtown Green Bay. Is there anything that we haven't touched on about what Downtown Green Bay Inc. does, what Old Main Street does, that you want to kind of get to that I didn't get to in the conversation so far?
Yeah, thank you. I think a lot of people see us as an organization that puts on events, and that is probably the most visible route that we take. And I remember when this organization coordinated 16 events a year with 3 employees, and now we're coordinating 60 plus events with 7 employees. I'm really proud of the dedicated team I work with every day. We have a marketing arm that does a lot of social media. We have a newsletter I'll talk about in a few minutes. And we also do a lot of business recruitment.
And, oh, yeah, we didn't touch on that.
We work with other economic development agencies to recruit businesses. We roll out the red carpet for business and provide a lot of complimentary services to small business entrepreneurs, helping them. We have a wonderful database of available properties. We want to get the word out that downtown is a great place for small business and to start a business.
And one just opened, right? There was a shop that just opened that I still have to go check out. They're doing, I think they're still doing their grand opening type celebrations.
Yes.
Can you talk about them a little bit?
Yes, Loco Wisco, a wonderful small retailer on Washington Street, right across from Nicolet Bank. Go check them out.
They have some really cool. So they basically not co-signed. It's not like consignment. It's like they work with a lot of local vendors who make like Wisconsin and Green Bay themed apparel and accessories and very, very unique stuff in that store that you will not find online or in the big box stores.
If you like buying local, they represent about 70 or 80 Wisconsin-based products. And we just love having them downtown, a wonderful addition. It's fun to hear from them, too, how people are responding. They're just 100 yards away from the Saturday Farmers Market. They do a great business on Saturday mornings, and that's kind of characteristic of it. When an event comes downtown, then nearby businesses really benefit. But you know, we're so proud of Loco Wisco, Dina Mooney and her husband, Mike, wonderful people, and we're glad that they cited their business. And that's just one example of small businesses that want to be downtown, whether it's a restaurant, a small office, a creative company. We really want to be a resource to them because we can find them a great location.
Mm-hmm. So what you mentioned the services that you provide for local businesses. Can you kind of expand on that just a little bit as to what people can expect if they're interested in starting a business? What sort of support they can expect from Downtown Green Bay Inc. in Old Main?
We do like to be a clearinghouse and be a resource to other economic agencies that can provide grants and services and planning and that sort of thing. During COVID, we wanted to be a resource to our small businesses on assistance that would be available to them. So kind of gathering that information, doing the behind-the-scenes research work for them so they didn't have to. But we also coordinate press conferences, media events, ribbon cuttings to kind of help highlight their business. And we all but guarantee we're going to get you some great coverage. You open your business downtown, people are going to hear about it, and we're going to lead our newsletter off with it. And that's read by 20,000 people every week. So a lot of it is promotional in nature, but I sometimes look back at my days in banking where I really enjoyed being a resource to small businesses and even serve as a consultant at times if they need some guidance in certain areas. And those are some of the things that we'll also do whatever we can to help small businesses succeed.
Definitely. So we just touched on the, I believe, still newest addition to the downtown district there in Loco Wisco. What is the oldest, longest standing business in your district?
Whoa, way to put me on the spot. And I think I have the answer to this one. And Boss's News Depot opened in the late 1800s. So they are 120-ish, 125 or so years old, but a wonderful local business. And, it's great to have a business like that that's been around forever.
So can you explain to the people what Boss's is? Because it's a little bit of a time machine store, I would say.
So Boss's News Depot, located at 220 Cherry Street. So go check them out. Newspapers, magazines, they do have, a humidor and cigars, et cetera. And, but a lot of local gifts. And
like if you're looking for postcards or little Green Bay trinkets or
absolutely,
that sort of thing.
Yes.
So excellent. Yeah, Boss's is a great great partner of ours as well. We send folks over there all the time, and the staying power of those small businesses is really impressive to me. Just if those walls could talk, right? What kind of stories they would
absolutely
have. So Jeff, I think we're coming up on time here, buddy. But before we go, want to just give you open floor. Tell people where they can go find everything they need to know about Downtown Green Bay.
Thank you. And before I do that, I really wanted to thank everyone for it, it takes the entire community to have a successful downtown. And I really wanted to thank everyone for taking that extra initiative to come out and try a new business, a new restaurant. And you may have to drive a few extra miles to get from where you are, but we're seeing so much more dedication. And we have 265,000 people who live in Brown County. And this is everyone's downtown. And we're seeing a lot of pride in the progress of downtown. So it's important for everyone. Definitely, we would like to keep people posted on the fun things happening, events and activities. We have a weekly newsletter called What's Up Downtown.
Mm-hmm. Great newsletter. I'm subscribed.
Thank you.
If you want to know what's going on, that's the place to see.
We love hearing from the local media. Once we push the button on that, occasionally they'll want to do a deeper story on something they read about. But What's Up Downtown is a fun newsletter, and that's a great way to stay in the know of all things happening, events and activities and developments and fun things and new businesses that you want to check out. The best way to sign up for that and for complete information about our real estate database, business database, special events taking place, our website is downtowngreenbay.com. So hopefully people go check out downtowngreenbay.com, subscribe to What's Up Downtown, or just flag us down. Our people are out on the street often.
They always have cool shirts on, too.
Right. we really enjoy being a resource and a concierge to guests visiting, restaurant recommendations, answering questions. And, this is a downtown that we're all very proud of. It has come a long way.
It sure has.
And
it
when
sure
I look,
has. I can echo that. I've been here 34 years, and this is the most proud of downtown Green Bay I've been in my life here.
Thank you. And even when I look back at over the past 20 years, I remember when there was not much of a plan. I remember when we didn't have much to work with, and we just kept at it, and through a variety of strategies and a lot of investment and leadership by many, we have a downtown that we're really becoming proud of. Mm-hmm. The lighting in the downtown, the lighting
the
on the city
lights,
deck,
yeah,
the bridge
yes.
lights. We coordinated the Washington Street lights. A lot of these things would not happen without some real generous sponsors. And we've developed some really good connections, and we show up with a plan, and here's what we want to do. And we've had some really good sponsorship of that as well. So expect more. We are going to keep making cool things happen and make downtown a fun place to live, work, and play.
Fantastic. Well, I can't let you go without, this is a digital media platform. It's only on the digital space. So tell people where they can find you on the socials.
And on Facebook, search Downtown Green Bay. On social media, search Downtown Green Bay. And on the internet, downtowngreenbay.com. Best place to find out everything that we're doing.
All right. Fantastic. Once again, that was Jeff from Downtown Green Bay, Inc. Jeff, thank you so much, not only for your time today, but also everything that you and your organization and your team does for downtown Green Bay as the destination marketing organization for the area. We can't tell you how proud we are of everything that you guys have done in these, in your entire tenure, but specifically with, some of these new developments and the city deck and, working with businesses and everything that's happening down there. We're just continually impressed by everything you do and your organization does to support the tourism industry and make sure people have a awesome experience when they come to Green Bay. So when you're making your plans, if you're coming for a game, if you're coming just for fun, if you're coming to do the outdoor experience, if you're coming to go fishing on the bay, make sure you have Downtown Green Bay on your list. Maybe even plan a whole extra day to spend down there. You can do it for sure. But once again, thank you so much, Jeff. We will let you go here, and we will wrap up the show after this.
Thanks very much, Nick. Great to be with you today.
Yeah, have a good one, buddy. All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up our show for you today and for this week. As I mentioned in the intro to the show, we will be back with a full episode next week to wrap up Packers training camp. We'll have another very, very special guest and we'll talk all things coming up to the season. And then we'll look forward to the following week where we'll wrap up our summer more or less, as we look into Labor Day weekend and beyond. So we hope you all had a chance to get out and enjoy Green Bay this summer. Just a few quick reminders for the people. If you're looking for stuff to do, greenbay.com. Head to greenbay.com/events or just greenbay.com if that's easier for you to remember. And then just click events in the upper right-hand corner. It could not be easier to find. I promise you that. Also, a reminder to go follow us on all of the socials as we roll out what is happening around the community and things to do this fall. And of course, to wrap up your summer as well. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are on TikTok. We are on LinkedIn, if you're more businessy. All of our tags are at Discover Green Bay. Make sure to follow us there. If you are in the community and out and about, make sure to share your pictures, tag us at those accounts, use hashtag LoveGB, hashtag LoveGB, and share how much you loved visiting our community. Finally, don't forget to rate, review, share, subscribe to this show. Let your friends know if you enjoy it. We sure enjoy making it. We're loving all of the feedback that we are getting, and we're looking forward to continuing it into the end of summer and fall, winter, and beyond. Myself, Katie, our guest hosts will be here with you. We're looking to roll out some new segments, some new fun things, maybe get some listener interaction. It should be very, very cool. So have a great rest of your week. And for the entire staff here at Discover Green Bay, get out and enjoy the community. Get out and discover Green Bay. Thank you.